So once upon a time, there was a skunk named Albert. Every week, Albert attended Goodness Club. When they went to the meetings, the first thing they did was take a T-shirt off a hook inside the door and put it on. The T-shirt said, "I heart you," on it. They spent their time together having good snacks and playing games to practice good sportsmanship and singing songs about goodness and doing projects to bring goodness to their community. Albert loved the Goodness Club meetings. His friends were all there, some skunks and woodchucks and some squirrels from the neighborhood. Even though they were different, they really enjoyed each other's company, and they accepted the differences in each other, and they learned how to get along. I mean, they knew that if there was any kind of race, squirrel was going to win. And if there was if you had possum on your team, you definitely were going to lose. And they really had to keep their eye on Chipmunk during snack time. But they really enjoyed each other. At the end of the meeting, they'd all take off those T-shirts and they'd hang them by the door and leave. Now, one day, Albert forgot to take off the T-shirt. He was wearing it on his way home, and he was on his way down the sidewalk when a cat approached from the other direction, and Albert said, "Hi!" And the cat just kind of turned up its nose and twitched its tail and went on his way, and Albert thought, well, that's kind of strange, but he's a cat. And then a few moments later, a woodchuck came along, and Albert said, "Hi!" And the woodchuck gave him a funny look. And Albert looked down. He said, "What?" And he realized he was wearing a T-shirt that said, "I love you," on it. Now, you can't just go out into the world wearing a T-shirt that says, "I love you." People just don't understand. And so Albert ran back, and he hung the T-shirt up on the hook. Now, outside of Goodness Club, Albert could be a real stinker. He wasn't always very nice to his sisters, and he had a hard time playing games fairly. One day in school, he said something really nasty to another of his classmates, and he even hit him. Albert's parents were not pleased when they got the note from the teacher. They said, "Albert, this behavior is not acceptable. You are grounded for the weekend." And he said, "But what about Goodness Club?" And they said, "No. Grounded means you don't go anywhere, not even Goodness Club." Albert ran off to his room, and he slammed the door, and he threw himself on his bed, and he pounded on his pillow, and he even cried a little bit. And after a while, he wasn't really mad anymore. He was just sad. He was so sad that he was going to miss Goodness Club and his Goodness Club friends and all the good things that they did. So he took out one of his T-shirts, and he turned it inside out, and he took a Sharpie, and he wrote, "I heart you," on it, and he stood in front of the mirror, and he began to talk to his reflection, and he said, "Look, I know I was wrong. I shouldn't have said those things to Ronald, and I shouldn't have hit him. This is all my fault that I'm missing Goodness Club." It was easy to talk kindly to someone who was wearing a T-shirt that said, "I love you," on it. But he knew he couldn't wear that all the time. He saw what happened before. It was a little embarrassing. So he thought, well, what if I wore this T-shirt underneath my other clothes? Sort of like my superhero T-shirt. And if I got into a situation where goodness was needed, I could rip off my outer shirt and show my super shirt. Well, he laughed at himself, just like you did. He thought he probably wouldn't rip off his outer shirt, but he would know that it was under there. And he could use his goodness superpower. And if others were wearing their Goodness Club T-shirts underneath their clothes, they would have the goodness superpower, and they would recognize each other. So he thought he would do a little experiment. He put his pajamas on over this homemade Goodness Club T-shirt, and he went to the other room where his sisters were watching TV. And they were watching a show that he really didn't like. But he asked if he could watch it with them. And they gave him a strange look, just like the woodchuck had given him. But they said, "Okay." And they moved over to make room for him on the couch. And they watched the rest of the show, and he didn't make one comment about how stupid he thought it was. And when it was over, they agreed to watch a movie that he suggested. And he thought, you know, maybe my sisters have this goodness superpower too. Maybe they're wearing their shirts under their pajamas. They had a nice evening at home, the nicest they'd had in quite a while. So after that, Albert sometimes wore that T-shirt under his other clothes. And the next weekend when he went to Goodness Club and got to wear the real Goodness Club T-shirt, he was so happy to be back with his friends. He didn't forget to take it off and hang it up. But when he did, he pretended that he was still wearing it under his clothes. so that he could take his goodness superpower out with him everywhere. And even though it didn't make the world perfect, it did make it a lot gooder.